I'm going to go right into my message, and as I promised in the email, it's going to be on Christian meditation. Meditation on God's Word will change us from the inside out. That's my theme in this little message. Discouraging events and disappointing circumstances can become a fruitful context for us to meditate upon God's Word and relearn the methods or the art of Christian meditation, which is a lot different than the way the world meditates. So we're going to look at that today. And the context of disturbing things, when things are disturbing to us, like we've been through a lot of disturbing things and we look like we're coming out of the end of the tunnel maybe, but there still may be a lot of changes we're going to go through. But Psalm 77, these are the verses that come right before the text that I'm going to talk about Christian meditation. It's Psalm 77, verses 7 through 9. Listen to what the psalmist is saying. If you think you can't complain about some things, well, look at the psalmist here complaining. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? I mean, that's quite a list, isn't it? I mean, it's like he doesn't quit. He just keeps on saying, wow, all these questions I have about the stuff I'm going through. Well, Christian meditation, we're going to learn about the passage that comes right after this, but a good synonym for meditation is the word ruminate, and that means to chew the cud. You know, it's what cows do. They sort of have this pocket, they bring it back up again, and they begin to chew the cud. Well, chewing on God's word enables us, first of all, to swallow it, to get it inside of us, then to digest it, and then we grow from it. We start to grow from it. And meditation on God's word will change us from the inside out. And that is the rhythm. It goes in and it comes out. That's the rhythm. Well, it offers a lot of spiritual benefits as well. And these are the kinds of benefits that we see in Scripture. It's a way of praise. Meditating in a Christian way is a way of praise. And I'm just going to read the verses that we're going to look at in Psalm 77, 11 through 13. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? And you know, I love that song, How Great is Our God, that Dawn picked out. That's wonderful. But I'm going to say that this psalm actually is very, it comes right after all of those questions of, I'm going through it, Lord. Why are you not near me? You know, and it's like you're having all of these feelings, and then you come to a stability of God's word, and you begin to meditate on his miracles and his acts. So it brings us to actually praise. And it's also a way of peace, of regaining our peace, because sometimes we need a break. We need a break from the news. We need a break from the social media. We need a break from in our ears. Sometimes we say, I don't want to hear no more complaining. I want to get back into a place of peace. And then it's a way of prayer. We actually, it helps us to absorb God's wisdom and then to have guidance, because a lot of times what we're praying for is guidance. It's a big thing. I mean, we can pray for healing. I need some healing in my body right now. I'm still feeling some pain from this thing, an episode I had last night with my kidney. And I don't know, it's a chronic thing. It keeps on happening. But I think we need prayer for guidance as well. Like, we're going to open up the church pretty soon, it looks like. And so we need guidance about how to do it. And so we're working on that. So, and here's another thing. It's a way of presence. Meditating on God's word brings us into attention. We're attentive to God. We get our minds attentive so that we can listen on the inside, inner listening, and maybe inner seeing with our imagination. Because God gave us an imagination. A lot of times, if we just think about it a little bit, we can start seeing some of the stories that we're reading in Scripture and realize what was taking place, at least in our mind's eye. But first, let's look at what's not Christian meditation. I just want to spend a short amount of time on that, because it's not this. It's not self-relaxation. You know, now there's meditation so that you can get relaxed. Maybe you're having trouble going to sleep. Maybe you're tense. Maybe your blood pressure's up. And so there's these kinds of meditation where you just try to relax your body and everything like that. Well, that's a different kind of meditation. It might be helpful to us, and it's probably good for us, but that's not Christian meditation. And then self-affirmation. I am assertive. We try to psych ourselves up into being something that we feel like we're lacking something in our character. So we say, I'm going to be diligent today. Now, it might be good to tell yourself that. But you know what? That won't make you diligent. You have to choose to be diligent. And so we might even need to be diligent because God is prodding us on. But you can't just talk to yourself. I am assertive. I am diligent. I am holy. Well, we're going to have to prove that by our will if we want to do any of those things. But there's one more form, and it's probably the most popular form today. It's called self-realization, but it's a different kind. It's a sort of a religious kind of self-realization, a divine awareness of pantheistic union through emptying our minds out and opening it up to whatever is spiritually out there. Now that's not a Christian way of meditation. That's actually an Eastern idea. It comes from Eastern religions like Hinduism and Buddhism, and it has a false view of God, and especially it has a false view of our relationship with God. It has a false view of our relationship with God. And it's very deceptive, but it's very popular today. And Eastern meditation's goal is to have a personal consciousness that we are part of and one with the divine, non-personal everything. With no labels, just everything. We're just one with all of that. And you've probably heard people talk about that, but you know, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to empty out your mind and open up your mind when there are deceiving spirits who want into your mind. They're out there and they want into your mind. They want to have control of your mind. Christian meditation is totally different. Christian meditation opens us up to the revealed will of God and what he is, his thoughts, what his thoughts are. He is not an impersonal God. He's the personal creator, the personal God who made the universe. So meditation on his word, which comes, it's not just within us. It's on the outside, and we are actually going after it in the Bible to find it and discover it, to chew it, digest it, and grow by it. So that's the big, big difference. God's word, meditating on God's word, changes us from the inside out. So now let's look at this let's look more carefully at Psalm 77, these 11 through 13, these verses. They give us a good pattern. In fact, one of the best patterns I've seen on Christian meditation. Verse 11 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your miracles of long ago. And I want you to notice something here. The psalmist is shifting from the deeds of the Lord as if I'm talking about some objective truth out there. But now I'm moving inward to an personal perspective. It's your deeds, and you're actually in prayer. You're talking to God. First, you're talking about God, and now, and out there, God is out there. But now you're in face to face. You're talking to God. So see, there's a shift just in this verse, and you're going to see this all the way through. This shift that's happened by starting out outside and then moving inward. To remember, get this idea of remembering, this idea of seeing. It's like recalling something to a mental stage so that it can be replayed like a drama. So it's like recalling to the mental stage of your imagination so that you can think about it more carefully and maybe pull out some things that you haven't thought of before. And then when we revisit, God is calling us to remember. He wants us to revisit the places of divine intervention where he worked in miraculous ways in the past, not just in the Bible, but you can meditate on the ways and see them more clearly as they replay in your mind where he intervened with you in a miraculous way. And you can go over that in your remembering because it's not just from the Bible. It's also other things that God has done, his wonderful works, his miracles of long ago, and long ago in our lives, maybe sometimes too. And then verse 12, or the first part of the verse, I will meditate on all your works. Now, this word meditate in this context is to mutter, to coo, to speak softly. And it's almost like, you know, when we are thinking out loud, sometimes we talk to ourselves, right? We talk in low tones to ourselves. Well, meditation is talking to ourselves in the presence of God and his revealed will. We are making it present to us by talking about it gently. Talking about it in our own minds. So yeah, we're muttering to ourselves and thinking to ourselves out loud, maybe. So we see this in scripture. There's a lot of this use of this word where we are memorizing scripture or something, and it also talks about keeping it in your heart and meditating it on in your heart by muttering, by speaking it. And then also, meditation leads us right into praise. It's like if you think about our actual or mental view of creation, we are actually verbalizing that. We're thinking about what is God? What is God's place in this world? And all of a sudden we start to verbalize that. We're talking about it. And we're saying, it's not just God's works out there, it's your works. You see how it's turned from out there to I'm with the Lord. I'm talking to the Lord. And that's what meditation should bring us to. Then in the next part of verse 12, it says, I will consider all your mighty deeds. And this word consider is another one of those words where you're speaking, but this one's emotional. This one's emotional speaking, and it could be pretty loud, actually. It's almost like your inside heart is just, it's ready to burst, okay, because it's so full. And so this is an emotional kind. This is like you're directly involving your real self with this meditation. So you're really considering it. And this word also is like an internal heart response. It's a pondering or a contemplation of the word of God. And you're thinking about the deeds of the Lord, not just the deeds of the Lord. That's how the psalm started out. It's the deeds of the Lord. But now you're excited and say your mighty deeds. You see, you've got the personal relationship, but you've also got an emotional, whoa, they are mighty. You know, it's an emotional response. And then Christian meditation, it internally prepares us on the inside to move outward. First of all, in communing with God in praise. And we see that in verse 13a, or the first part of verse 13. Your ways, O God, are holy. We're talking right to God. This is the response of our hearts from all the meditation we've taken in from His Word. Now we're responding back to God in praise. Your Word, or your works, Lord, they are just holy. They're so different from everything else in the world. You're just great, God. And you start this thing of praise with the Lord. This is that emotional response going back to God. But this is what's very, very interesting. In the next verse, it says, what God is so great as our God? Now, that's not spoken to God. That's spoken outward to those around us in our lives. So this so-called mind expansion that comes with Eastern meditation, where people are seeking truth within in a mystical union with a deified, impersonal universe, that's not what really humans are really built for. We're not built for that. Humans were created for a relational union with a personal maker of the universe. And we've got to make that distinction. And if you're ever talking to anybody, you might listen to them and see what they say. But they said, well, here's what I see is more human friendly. And that is a personal relationship with a personal maker, not an the mighty force or something like that. And so focusing inwardly on the self is like a dead end if we're just focusing on ourselves. Sinners are missing divine truth within. We don't have it naturally. We're sinners and we're off base. But Christians realize our desperate need of God's truth. We need God's truth. And so by reading the Bible, we discover it. And that's an outward activity. We're going out to the Bible and we're taking it in. And we discover it, then we internalize it. After we've discovered it in His Word, we internalize it by remembering, by meditating, and by considering. And then this ongoing process will take it right back out in praise to God and in the testimony of what we believe about our God to others. So it's like this, it's a rhythm, an inward flow and an outward flow. These other forms of meditation can be very, very self-centered and self-defeating because you're really not changing your relationships in the world. So this ongoing focused meditation actually is meant to do it, and it does do it. It changes us from the inside out. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this this little tiny passage in the Psalms, talking about being discouraged and yet turning around with meditation, Christian meditation, on your word, and it's changing us. And that's how we want to be changed. So help us to do that, Lord, and help us to remember these things in Jesus' name. Amen.